Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those precious souls that will be listening over the phone and the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, April 21st, 2018. This is lesson 252, chapter 53, entitled The Last Journey from Galilee, part 6. Our opening hymn to this team for this sixth part is entitled Savior Teach Me Day by Day. And if anyone of the precious family would like to join in the opening hymn, you are welcome to bubble up. Savior, teach me day by day, love's sweet lesson to obey. Sweeter lesson cannot be, loving him who first loved me. Without shot glass, heart of love, at thy bidding may. Teach me I am not my own, I am thine and thine alone, thine to keep, to rule, to save from all sin that would enslave. Love and finds employ in obedience overjoy. Ever knew that joy will be loving him who first loved me. Teach me thus thy steps to trace, strong to follow in thy grace, learning how to love from thee, loving him who first loved me, loving him who first loved me. It's time for opening prayer, dear ones, and any of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to be able to open with prayer. Bubble up.
Father God, we thank you for this blessed family Sabbath day. We thank you for doing this such as prayer of our Lord and Jesus. Precious is Jesus, precious, and we name, amen.
Amen, indeed, dear Ethan. Our opening hymn is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 11, from the King James Version, and it reads, The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will end with part 6 of our lesson entitled The Last Journey from Galilee in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble.
Luke chapter 18, verse 13 says, And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And Luke chapter 14, verse 24 says, For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper.
Luke chapter 11, verse 9, And I say unto you, Ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. Luke chapter 15, verse 24. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen.
Luke 15:32. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and now is found. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover, dear ones, pages 494 through 495. There are four more verses. Continuing, bubble up.
Luke 18:7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Luke 18:8.
Luke 12:33-34. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth nor corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in Desire of Ages, page 494. Bubble up, dear ones.
The only way in which we can gain a more perfect apprehension of truth is by keeping the heart tender and subdued by the Spirit of Christ. The soul must be cleansed from vanity and pride, and vacated of all that has held in it in possession. And Christ must be enthroned within. Human science is too limited to comprehend the atonement. John 18:37 margin. To this end I was born, and for this cause came I unto the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth, every one that is of the truth. Heareth my voice. Wisdom from above. And it also has a picture of a man with a heart, with, you can see the heart within, like on his shirt, and one says pride, and the other one says, there's one word on one side that says pride, and the other word on the other side says vanity. And it also has Christ in me, and it also has a picture with, that says human sciences. And continuing on, in the page 494 of the Desire of Ages, the plan of redemption is so far-reaching that philosophy cannot explain it. It will ever remain a mystery that the most profound reasoning cannot fathom. The science of salvation cannot be explained, but it can be known by experience. Only he who sees his own sinfulness can discern the preciousness of the Savior. And I will go and I'll bubble down and I can let someone else read what it says on the side, in the side. Okay?
If they even plans to read the but you say, says the plan.
The plan?
Of redemption.
Of redemption?
God's plan.
God's plan
of salvation.
Of salvation.
Philosophy.
Philosophy.
Cannot.
Cannot.
Explain it.
Explain it.
Philosophy.
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 Salvation.
Can ruin.
Can ruin.
Your life.
Your life.
I have. Blotted out.
Blotted out.
As a. The cloud.
The cloud.
Thy transgression.
Thy transgressions.
Aggressions.
Aggressions.
And as a cloud.
As a cloud.
Thy sins. Return.
Return.
Unto me.
Unto me.
For I.
Have.
Redeemed thee.
Redeemed thee.
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
44.
22. Praise the Lord.
Not done yet. The science
of salvation
cannot be explained,
but
it can
be known
by experience.
Desire of Ages, page
495.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord indeed. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What is the only way in which we can gain a more perfect apprehension of truth? And can human science comprehend the atonement or explain the plan of redemption? If you know the answer to the questions, there one, bubble up.
It is by keeping the heart centered and subbed by the Spirit of Christ. And no, it's not subdued by the Spirit of Christ. And no, it's not to limit and is so far reaching the philosophy cannot explain it. It will ever remain a mystery that the most profound reasoning cannot fathom.
Amen. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33, King James Version.
Desire of Ages, page 195. Full of instruction were the lessons which Christ taught as he slowly made his way from Galilee toward Jerusalem. Eagerly the people listened to his words. In Perea, as in Galilee, the people were less under the control of Jewish bigotry than in Judea, and his teaching found a response in their hearts. For Desire of Ages, page 195, paragraph 1.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What were the lessons which Christ taught and will receive as he slowly made his way from Galilee towards Jerusalem? And where were the people less under the control of Jewish bigotry than in Judea? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, Pablo.
They were full of instruction and eagerly the people listened to his word, and in Berea, as in Galilee, and his teaching found a response.
Amen. Good job, dear sister. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16, from the King James Version.
Joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name.
Amen. The scripture song was taken from the Living Word in our series of scripture songs for memory verse.
During these last months of his ministry, many of Christ's parables were spoken. The priests and rabbis pursued him with ever increasing bitterness, and his warnings to them he veiled in symbols. They could not mistake his meaning, yet they could find in his word nothing on which to ground an accusation against him. In the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, the self-sufficient prayer, "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are," stood out in sharp contrast to the penitent's plea, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." Luke chapter 18, verse 11 and 13 margin. And on the slide, it repeats the parables of Jesus, and it says, "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, and God be merciful to me as a sinner." Stood out in sharp contrast to the penitent's plea. Thus Christ rebuked the hypocrisy of the Jews, and under the figures of the barren fig tree and the great supper, he foretold the doom about to fall upon the impenitent nation. Those who had scornfully rejected the invitation to the gospel feast heard his warning words, "I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper." Luke chapter 14, verse 24. Desire of Ages, page 495, paragraph 2. Amen. And on the slide, it says, Revelation 19:17, King James Version, margin, "All the defiles that fly in the midst of heaven come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God." And then it says, "The great feast," and it shows the Bible chapter in scripture, Luke chapter 14, verse 15 through 24.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What stood out in sharp contrast regarding the penitent's plea and the self-sufficient prayer in the parables of the Pharisees and the publican? And what figure did Jesus use to foretell the doom to fall upon the impenitent nation? If you know the answer to the question, there once bubble up.
"God be merciful to me, a sinner in Christ." Rebuke the hypocrisy of the Jews under the figures of the barren fig tree and the great supper.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23 from the King James Version. This also was taken from the Desire Ages Memory Verse CD, Volume 2. Let us continue.
Desire Ages, page 195. a very precious was the instruction given to the disciples. The parable of the importunate widow and the friend asking for bread at midnight gave new force to his words. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 11:9. And often their wavering faith was strengthened by the memory that Christ said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, do justice for his elect, which cry day and night, until though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Luke 18:7-8 margin. And on the bottom and middle side it said, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and shall be opened unto you. Luke 11:9. I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Luke 18:8.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Christian boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What gave new force to his word? Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And what was said by Christ often to strengthen their wavering faith by the memory of his word? If you know the question to these answers.
The answer is the parable of the importunate widow and the friend asking for bread at midnight. And it shall not God avenge his own elect, do justice for his elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily.
Continuing. The beautiful parable of the lost sheep Christ repeated, and he carried its lessons still farther as he told of the lost piece of silver and the prodigal son. The force of these lessons, the disciples could not then fully appreciate, but after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, continuing, as they saw the ingathering of the Gentiles and the envious anger of the Jews, they better understood the lessons of the prodigal son and could enter into the joy of Christ's words. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Luke 15:32-24. And as they went out in their master's name, facing reproach and poverty and persecution, they often strengthened their hearts by repeating his injunctions. Spoken on this last journey, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Sell all that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags with wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not. Where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke 12:32-34. And on the slide it says, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And I think that is Mark 10:21. And in Luke 12:32-34, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth nor moth corrupteth. But where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, could a disciple fully appreciate the force of these lessons taught by Jesus? And how did the disciples strengthen their hearts when facing reproach and poverty and persecution in their master's name? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
No, but after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
they better understood the lesson. Could they enter into the joy of Christ's words?
And by repeating his
Injunction
spoken on his last journey. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is also in the book of Matthew. And it's going to be sung by our dear sister Christina and Lateja. Bubble up.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
For neither moth nor rust do is corrupt.
Neither moth nor rust do is corrupt.
And where thieves do not break through nor steal.
And where thieves do not break through nor steal.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Where neither moth nor rust do is corrupt.
And neither moth nor rust do is corrupt.
And where thieves do not break through nor steal.
And where thieves do not break through nor steal.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you, dear family. We have come to the ending of the first section of the Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the little ones to gather because it's story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
It's story time. And our story today is about labor results in health and happiness. All right. The Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hand. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice, Deuteronomy 16:15. Another Bible says, so be very happy. Now, that's a nice way to put it. Let me expand this a tad. There we go. A faithful fulfillment of home duties, cleaning your room, putting away your clothes or your toys, emptying the garbage, etc., filling the position you can occupy to the best advantage. You might be able to do this better than somebody else. You know where your clothes belong. You know where your toys belong. Just put them there. Help. Do it. Mama won't have to. Shouldn't have to. Be it ever so simple and humble is truly elevating. It makes you more appreciated. This divine influence is needed. In this there is peace and sacred joy. Doesn't it make you happy to help mama? It possesses healing power. It will secretly and insensibly soothe the wounds of the soul and even the suffering of the body. It'll make you feel better. And it'll make your mama feel better too. Peace of mind, which comes from pure and holy motives and actions, will give free and vigorous spring to all the organs of the body. You'll be healthier too. Inward peace and a conscience void of offense, in other words, you have no offense toward God, will quicken and invigorate the intellect. It makes your mind clearer and you think better. Like dew distilled upon the tender plants, the will is then rightly directed and controlled and is more decided and yet free from perverseness, or not stubborn. The meditations of are pleasing because they are sanctified. In other words, you think good thoughts like Jesus does. The serenity of mind which you may possess will bless all with whom you associate. What is serenity of mind? It is a calmness of mind, and it shows in your actions. The more you taste this heavenly peace, and gratitude or peacefulness, quietude of mind, the more it will increase. It is an animated or lively living pleasure which does not throw all the moral energies into a stupor. In other words, you can't think, but awakens them to increased activity. Perfect peace is an attribute or characteristic of heaven, which angels possess. There's no quarreling in heaven, only perfect peace. Never will children and youth feel the peace of contentment or be truly happy until, by the faithful performance of home duties, they relieve the tired hands and weary heart and brain of the mother. Children, do you understand that you will never be truly happy if mama is always tired or sad? Help her. Those who neglect to bear part of the responsibilities of the home are the ones who are troubled with loneliness and discontent or unhappiness, for they have not learned the truth that those who are happy because they share the daily routine of work. That would be like sweeping the floor, dumping the garbage, folding the clothes, putting your own toys away, just helping in general. Well-directed labor is just what they require to make them strong.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Tate. Well, next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing our part 6 of our lesson, The Last Journey from Galilee, which is our last part to end this precious chapter. Please have your questions prepared and sent before Thursday of this coming Sabbath. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for being safe. Thank you for letting us be joyful. And I hope that everybody has a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we're going to continue with our part 2 review, chapter 53, The Last Journey from Galilee, part 6. And that will be held on April 28, 2018. Well, dear ones, we have prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy, and we hope and pray that you were blessed, and may you all have a blessed rest of this blessed Sabbath, and prepare our minds to receive the sermon and also the youth study. You can also ask questions during this time. So have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath as well.